101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what you people do at 11 o'clock in the morning, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you do that with me. It's the holiday day after, all right? And I tell people the one thing if I were to ever become prime minister, I would write it into law that all Mondays would be a holiday. I'm not really sure what we'd call them, but certainly that along with marriage licenses that expired once every 7 years and abortions that were legal to 21, three things that I would actively work on immediately. I believe that every Monday ought to be a holiday. Quite honestly, I think I enjoyed that one yesterday. And you know, I know there is some spirituality around it, right? But I like to tell people that I don't ever like to think about Whit Monday that spiritually. You know, I like to just see it as the holiday where you get Saturday, Sunday, Whit Monday off. And that's kind of how I see it. I'm talking about the news this morning. The phone lines are going to be open. 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. You can text me, 422-4796. I'm joined in studio by the, I don't know if he's the great agitator or the great pontificator. Cecil Nuri, he's my guest. He's with me this morning. As we go throughout the news, we invite you to chime in and talk to us. And let's see what's happening in and around town. I see the Prime Minister has had a national address. And can I admit to you that I would prefer to be liquor drinking than listening to the Prime Minister these days? There was a time when I held on to every single whimper that left the Prime Minister's jaw. There was a time that not a single utterance could leave the Prime Minister's lips and I not hold on to it with everything that I could. These days, you know, I kind of just watch it later on when I get a chance. But as we know, Bullock's Harbor in the Berry Islands is also Great Harbor Key in the Berry Islands, North and Central Andros, which is one landmass, and Cat Island, my sweet Cat Island. Oh, Cat Island. I see they got y'all locked down. So that's what's happening. I'll tell you what else is interesting to me. The purposes for which you can leave your house, right? So in the middle of a lockdown, when we're trying to prevent community spread, you can still leave your house if you're going to a vaccination site, because they are going to be up and running throughout the whole lockdown. I'm not one of the anti-vaccination conspiracy theorists, but when you do it like that, you kind of make me, why if the people on the island are sick, why are you sending a vaccination team down there to vaccinate? Obviously, the people are going to vaccinate in an effort to say, man, I got the vaccination, you can let me move around, blah, 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 right? The other reason you can move around, Cecil, believe it or not, is if you want to go catch crab. But only between the hours of 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. And all I would say is if I was in Andres, the police better don't say nothing to me when they catch me with my one crab in my bag. Because crabbing don't have no limit on it. And from I put one crab in the bag, I am now crabbing. And it don't matter that I in Susie Yard, right? Because the crab them here too. all kind of crowd might be here. So I think it's an interesting little twist. I get it. They almost kill him the last time for not permitting it. And also on the days when crabbing is not permitted. The senior police officer, if he comes outside and says, man, today is a good day for crabbing, he could permit you to crab as well. Mm-hmm. Isn't it delightful? Mm-hmm. It's just delightful how we're doing. Anyway, Cecil Nuri, good morning. How are you?
It's always a pleasure to be invited on your show. And good morning, Bahamas.
Have you had an opportunity to listen to the Prime Minister's address?
I did listen to it, and I was entertained. I was able to, he was pontificating for a while, but it was detailed. It was detailed at explaining what is his agenda. Mm-hmm. And the main agenda is that people need to become vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And the vaccination is now the cure and our only solution to what we're going through right now.
I chuckled when he said economies are opening back up because they have vaccinated so large amounts of their population. I think he said the UK was one and there was another country he called. I can't remember right now. But I thought to myself, well, our friends right over in Florida.
Always been opening.
and I don't know if you noticed, they ripping it open now. Mm. Like, Floridians have just decided that, you know what, the hell with it. We've kind of had enough of it and we're now open for business. And so, I don't know. I mean, you know, those people are across the pond, right? The UK and them. I would be more concerned about what was happening right here. I mean, our Canadian counterparts have been very, very cautious with the whole vaccination, travel policy, that kind of stuff. You aren't seeing that coming from the Americans, though.
No, they're more liberal. And I think that we being ontologically Americans, I think that also adds to the angst we have regarding the vaccine. Historically, Americans do not trust their government. They always believe in conspiracy theories. And we being so close and having the proximity to the United States, we have heard these conspiracy theories. We have seen these agenda, you know, the smallpox issue. What the next one was?
Was it polio?
Definitely the smallpox one, what they had inside the blankets with the Indians. And then they had the other one with the African Americans, where they syphilis disease, where they actually infected people. So we are concerned. We are concerned about that. Mm-hmm. And the issue is, I don't think our government and governments in general have been good at convincing us and informing us and keeping us informed to make that decision and move away from our angst to a place of confidence.
Are you vaccinated?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm about to. I mean, I made an appointment. I just need to get there now.
I also thought, quite curious, C.A. Nuri, and again, you're invited to give us a call, 323-623-2325-4316, 325-4259. I also thought what was interesting was the Prime Minister's mentioning of employers that were trying to do all that they can to ensure that their employees are vaccinated. And I thought to myself, you mean like threaten them?
It's passive aggressive. It's not really threats. They give you the opportunity. They give you the opportunity to say no, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if I like that kind of language coming from the Prime Minister. You see, because what you cannot do is be giving tacit approval, right? You cannot make employers believe that it is in any way right for them to, for whatever the reason. They shouldn't even be suggesting, well, what is my employer going to do?
It wasn't so suggestive. It was implicit. It was clear.
I mean, this is my point. And I feel like if my employer has that kind of power, then next thing you know, my employer is going to require that I no longer have condomless sex. I mean, where will we stop them?
That's a bit extreme, though.
Where will we stop them?
When they ask for condomless sex. We'll stop them right there.
And so I said to myself, I thought it was curiously interesting. I get the Prime Minister's mandate. The Prime Minister's mandate is to try and get as many people vaccinated as possible.
Yes.
But I don't think that people that say to themselves that they are not going to be vaccinated is doing so because they don't want the pandemic to be over or because they're being unreasonable. I think people have made a very calculated decision that I can wait, or this is just not my time, or this is just not for me. I don't think it helps, right, to have the Minister of Health not pontificate, bloviate about how, you know, when you do it, and I watched the Minister of Education try to scrape him up and rally him through that, but it was nonsense. I don't need to contemplate God when I contemplate social policy.
No?
I don't need God for that.
Are you anti-God?
No, I'm very God. The point I'm making is, don't tell me that I need to take the vaccine because it is the morally correct thing to do and that, you know, what did he say? I'm trying to remember the thing he
said. So you don't believe God would be pleased that you take the vaccine?
I think God have starving children in the Middle Eastern part of the world who also live in a world with the pandemic, and God probably real busy trying to get rice to grow in a droughted country to keep to feed those poor children. But I don't think God care about whether or not I decide to go and get a needle in the arm.
But this is paradise. God lives here. So clearly he's concerned about what happens to the Bahamas, and we need to make sure paradise is safe.
And I don't disagree that I imagine that the Bahamas is on the mind of God. I don't ever
always, always.
What I'm saying is I don't know if I want my politician to become the chief spokesperson for office of God. You understand what I'm saying? So, I don't want my politician in the parliament, in the legislating of my public policy. Man, don't mix up my God and them kind of things.
So you're trying to say you don't want your politician to talk about God?
No.
You're confusing me.
I wanted to be, let us make sure that we are explicitly clear.
Yes, please.
Public policy.
Yes.
Only needs good legal footing in innovative ideas, and it needs to be correct legally so that it doesn't infringe on other people or policy. We don't need to put God in the middle of that.
What about morality?
Well, who gets to govern that?
But God comes with morality. Surely he does.
Whatever
God does is definitely moral.
Here's what I want. I want for the minister to stop saying silly things like, it's a silver bullet.
Mm-hmm.
I want the minister to stop, because I've watched enough Van Helsing movies to understand that the thing is not a silver bullet, because if it was a silver bullet, when you take it, the vampire should turn into dust, and that's not what's going to happen.
But that's the narrative.
It's
that
not the
it
narrative.
Will save us after we get this vaccine.
Have you ever watched Van Helsing?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Do you know what happens when you use the silver bullet?
The creature
dies. The vampire
dies.
Ceases to exist.
Actually, that's werewolf, but you see,
yeah.
The vampire is a stake.
The werewolf ceases to exist.
Yes.
This is not the same thing.
No.
The correlation is incorrect.
So you're saying if the majority of us get vaccinated, this virus will not evaporate?
No, because we have, and it was Dr. Del Regis that pointed it out, we have a multi-porous border open to international travel. And for as long as that is the case, that will always make us somewhere that's susceptible to catching cases of the coronavirus in clusters. The only thing that I think cures that is if you listen to the DNA and turn this into a single port of entry place. The question then becomes, can the city and the LPIA deal with that kind of traffic? The answer to that may be no.
Of course not.
But in the same breath of air, right, tongue in cheek, the Minister of Tourism has admitted that his department can't ensure that the necessary screenings all happen on these family islands.
Nor the visa thing. That was collapsing.
Okay, so, you know, you could either have the baby or you could have the bad water, CA. You can't have the two.
Something got to get thrown out.
This is my point precisely. And so, I don't know. I just kind of want the silly talk about how the vaccine come here to save me. I want that to go out the window because that's not correct.
Nobody challenging the narrative, though. I believe you're amongst the first one who would say that the vaccine is not the silver bullet. And I'm concerned now because you are not a health official.
But you mean you are concerned as you sit here also being unvaccinated? Because you're not acting as though
this is not about me, though. This is not about me. This is about you and your show and what you're saying to your general audience.
CA, here's my position. I think people like myself are quite responsible.
Yes.
What do I mean by that? I think I've been washing my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been, you know, I don't even miss night baths anymore. I bathe every night because I want to make sure that I didn't bring any corona inside when I come.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that is, not that I was missing night baths before. I'm just saying, like, really doing it now, right? And that is because I'm trying to make sure that I abide by the protocol. I take off my clothes in the downstairs compartment where the washroom is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I will make sure I don't take the COVID upstairs with me.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things are me being responsible. So if that responsible brain that I have in my head says to me, okay, you've done what has been suggested as the protocol. Great, you are a responsible adult. Also, as an adult, I want you to assess the fact that there is a vaccine that isn't covered by so many things because it is still in the testing stages.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the vaccine has been approved for emergency use only. Yeah?
You don't believe it's an emergency now?
No.
No?
No. And I think politicians are now just pulling the triggers of lockdown because they realize they could do it and there's really nothing you could do about it. Do you realize that lockdown powers or emergency order powers makes the state so powerful that you as a citizen almost disappear? If the police catches you on the road at 10 p.m., it doesn't matter. He doesn't need anything. He can almost literally infringe upon your human rights all in the name of the emergency order. How long will people live like that? How long do you think it is practical for people to live like that?
Clearly, we're used to it because there's no outcry. We are comfortable with giving up this particular right. And it only seems to be a small minority of you all who are complaining. I am prepared and comfortable going home at 10 o'clock.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. And if I am, I will tell you this. The people that aren't complaining, like myself,
mm-hmm.
are just approaching this thing with reckless abandonment. They're flippant about it. People aren't interested in. And I hear the Prime Minister says, "Oh, everybody's tired of the emergency orders." No, we're not tired of the emergency orders, sir. We are tired of ad hoc policy.
But we're definitely tired of that.
Doesn't seem to be getting us at sea.
Mm-hmm.
If you know nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to know your position.
Yes.
Right? If you don't know the speed you're doing, if you don't know, well, hopefully you know the direction you're going in. But if you don't know none of that,
mm-hmm.
you ought to know where you are. That's the first thing you need to know at sea.
You're in water.
The reason for that, CA, is because unless you know where you is, you can't really tell where you're going.
Mm.
You follow me?
Yes.
And I feel like in this COVID fight, I see Dr. Dalria just come out. I think she's CMG now.
You know?
You know, with all the noise they make about the black man and the white man on the medal, she's a CMG.
Mm-hmm.
Notwithstanding that, she brings out these charts and these graphs and things.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself a man of reasonable intelligence.
Yes.
Right? They still tell me nothing. They tell me nothing, right? So you tell me, oh, there's been an uptick in people over 60 being vaccinated, and the variants are now affecting people that are not your mommy and your grammy. It's now affecting you, and the 74% of the people that was vaccinated 2 weeks ago was people under this age. And where are we in the fight?
So you're trying to say
it doesn't tell me that
her data that she's providing is not adequate.
I'm not saying it isn't adequate. I think she's doing what smart people do, right? Smart people come up with all this smart people talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk out here, and just to show me how smart they are,
mm-hmm.
they bring me all these bunch of colorful charts.
Mm-hmm.
Put this thing in English so that I can understand it. It's almost like I see you happening here on the front page this morning. Mm-hmm. The economy shrinks by 14.5%.
What does that mean?
Like, what am I going to now look? What am I going to now anticipate as a... Who else around me has shrunk 14%?
Mm.
What is a 14% shrinkage compared to? Don't give me the smart stuff. Just give me regular English that regular people could read, and we can move on from.
Perhaps that information is not for you.
What are you talking about?
So that's why
I am being governed by it, though.
Yeah.
And in the instance of the COVID vaccinations, you cannot say. But the reason why they make the information so difficult to digest is because it's not for me. Because they're using that information to send me home at 10. They're using that information to stop funerals in Great Cat Island. And I also want to know, how could you not have funerals on an island that don't have, like, morgues and stuff like that, right? Because North Andres don't have a morgue, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
And I think Cat Island have some chillers that they recently got that was donated, I think, by Emerald Green. What is the name of the place? Evergreen.
Oh, okay.
Right? And so, I mean, what if, like, what if CA drops down dead this morning, right? These are aging communities,
mm-hmm.
right? We only be able to keep CA cool for so long. We ain't got a morgue here.
Mm-hmm.
What is the plan?
We have 2 weeks. The plan is wait 2 weeks. Hopefully we can maintain it for 2 weeks.
CA don't die for 2 weeks.
Yes.
All right.
Or we just ship you to Nassau.
Let's take a phone call. Come on, Nicole, you're on.
Good morning. How are you?
I feel good.
Good. You know, I'm confused in reference to what I would like to see more, because all of the push for the vaccine for us to take, and I think it really is an individual choice, you know, with more, you know, as the knowledge comes. But you're hearing so much. I'm sick of going on my chat group or reading this and reading that. Headlines, international news stories. Just say, for example, the Pfizer. The government has said they were looking into getting it for our youngsters, you know, because that would be, that they're doing that, issuing that overseas, right? Come to find out now, they're having some concerns. They came up with a few persons, young people, after their second shot, they're having like inflammation around the heart. So they said it's small, it's a small percentage, but it is happening. Or it's suspected of happening. So that makes you here stand up as a parent, right? Because you're looking forward to maybe taking this under consideration for your child's safety. But what I would like to see, I love when they come on and do the press conferences and Mr. Al reaches the doctor and whatever. Not so much the prime minister or the minister of health, but because she is so, such, you know, such a meek wealth of knowledge and Nakia Forbes. But what I want, we really need them to zero in on the vaccine in reference to our numbers here in the Bahamas. How many persons, and they're going to have to deal because you're hearing so many rumors. The minute someone bites up, you hear rumors, oh, they just had the vaccine yesterday, the day before, or they took the vaccine, we took the vaccine. Do you think that is there a way where they can actually have a team, a research team in place, not just to give us the data on how many persons took it? Yeah, they took it. But we need to know as public, Joe Public, have some idea of persons who have been adversely, and I don't mean side effects. I mean put in intensive care, and I mean if there are any persons who have passed, because, and that may speed up the autopsy and whatever, because this is crucial right now. This stands between whether 20,000, 30,000 more Bahamians take the vaccine, or whether 10 persons take it. So I just let me say for myself, I need more information as to the data in relation to post vaccine distribution in reference to into our bodies, the results of that. Even so, that's all. I would like to see more of that information being dispersed.
Okay.
And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much for calling. Let's see. So here's the thing for me, right? I'm trying to figure out why are people that are not me, that is, so cautious about taking the vaccine.
I'm concerned that you haven't taken the vaccine yet.
I just told you why I haven't taken the vaccine.
As a disciplined man. See, I'm not a disciplined man. I haven't gone through that training, right? You understand scientists and hard work and the need to follow orders. And to have your commodore take the vaccine, to have a large number of your fellow war men take the vaccine, and you have doubt, concerns me.
I'll tell you something that you obviously aren't aware of then, that they have been having a difficulty getting the men in the uniform to vaccinate. Sure, the commander has done.
Surely you jest.
No, I'm telling you. I am reliably informed from sources that are seated very comfortably on the inside, right, that they had to roll back the vaccination program that they had down at Gorilaba Base because no one was taking it. That's why.
See, that concerns me because now I would like to have statistics on how many doctors have taken
this. My point.
How many nurses have taken it?
I think,
how many police
officers?
I think
it was the Prime Minister whose number said it was less than 40% or something like that last week.
So what about government officials, the MPs? Has all of them taken the vaccine?
I could certainly tell you Frederick McElbine hasn't taken it.
No?
No. And so this is my thing, right? So my point is this. You ask why I haven't taken it. My answer is very simple. I don't call the fire engine until my house burned or is burning. I want to go downtown every day of my life if I can. I don't get into an ambulance and go, though, because I don't need one to go downtown. I need an ambulance to get downtown when I have an emergency. And as long as this vaccine is deemed an emergency vaccine, I'm not taking it because I'm not having an emergency. Now, I have given all of the people that I love right? Full clearance. Mm-hmm. All my liquor drinking friends know, everybody that I meet at Place Expert know, that if I collapse here, gentlemen, mm-hmm. and the people say we have to hit him with it, then you have all right to authorize that. I am giving you that in my conscious cognitive state, that if something happens and I collapse and they say that they need to hit me with a shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, then by all means, give it to me.
Surely that'll be too late then.
But it would be an emergency then. As it stands right now, I have no emergency. That is the basis upon my decision. I do not have an emergency. And until I have an emergency, I'm not taking an emergency vaccine. Now, when they approve it and it has full approval by whomever approves it, then they have to stop me from being in the front of the line. So, but don't tell me that I am somehow not being a good citizen and God ain't happy with me, because the scientist that God create ain't had enough time to work on the drug that God give the scientist the brain capacity to create, and somehow God gave me a brain to decide that I'm not taking an emergency drug, but I'm a terrible Christian because I don't take the drug that's not been approved by the scientist that was made by God with the brain that God gave them. Come on.
Interesting.
Come on.
But I'll ask you this. Would you consider it an emergency if your place of employment says that you cannot come into work?
No, I wouldn't.
So you would just stay home?
Yes, especially since you keep dragging this emergency order all along, I would stay home and collect my national insurance benefits.
No, that would get paid out already.
No, man, they're still paying that.
No, that's if you get fired or some sort.
How do
you
get national insurance? I would stay home and collect my welfare assistance and whatever other assistance that there is available. And when the bank call, I would say, listen, we have the emergency orders and I can't pay no bills because the man got the place closed down.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, you cannot scoff at people because they do not feel comfortable with a drug that you don't feel comfortable enough to list as an approved drug. Mm. So, well, why? I must test it out.
Someone must be the test.
No, it ain't going to be Joyce, boy. You could tell. God and man could tell you that.
But he must be a brave man.
Listen, all the brave men I know are on money and they face on mountain and things like that. I enjoy being an unbrave man.
Okay.
I'm not fooling with that.
He's a strange disciplined man.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Let's answer the phone. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, huh? Next one. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, huh?
Yes, good morning, Mr. CAU and the soldier.
Hey, Berenice.
Yes, how are you all doing?
I feel all right.
Let me tell you something. My son was experimented on in the Princess Margaret Hospital. I do not advise anyone to take that experimental drug, because the people who are on the front line, who have fallen, who have died, Minister Renwood Wells said they were going to pay $100,000 to those people.
What?
I don't remember. Anyway, let's take another one. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Not there. So, listen, CA, I need to pause for a brief intermission. Today is my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday, sister.
Hold on, you gotta wait, because I think she's listening yet, right? I have a sister, the one that I'm behind, right? So it's a sister, then me. So I'm the second child, right?
The second child.
Yeah, but I do have a sister. She's in Grand Bahama.
Okay.
And she's having a birthday today. Okay. We're about 11 months apart, something like that.
Oh.
And my daddy's doing some strange things.
Yes.
I'm not really sure. But her birthday is today. Mm-hmm. So if you live in Grand Bahama and you listen to Guardian Radio and stuff like that, make sure you tell my sister, Jody, Jody Coverley, right? Well, she kind of has two names, right? So, because some people know her as LaVon, which is kind of interesting because you all call me LaVon. Yeah. We're not going to get into all that on radio. Y'all could just call her Jody.
Okay.
So, if you know my sister, Jody Miller, Jody Coverley, y'all please tell her her wonderful brother that is so wonderful said happy birthday to her.
Is it Coverley?
Yeah.
That's a Turks Island name, isn't it?
I think the Turks Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've taken over Grand Bahama. We get a deal with them.
Well, that's because Granby ain't mistaken over Turks Island. You never been there.
They moved it.
They do is swap places. Yes, yes, you go to Turks Island, almost every single place in there from Grandmama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my sister's birthday is today, and I wanted to make sure I send her a special shout out. Also, there is somebody here on this text line that must not know that I curse very, very, very well, and Guardian is probably one of the few times in life I don't use curse words, right?
God bless you.
Not because I cannot curse, right? But I learned this one from Simeon Hall. I prefer to use standard English.
Ah.
But they continue to text me. They text me and tell me about how I don't read the text, curse word, and how I think I do popular, another curse word. What is this? And what? I must give regular voice to the small man. Read the text and stop being arrogant.
Read the text and stop being arrogant.
Well, text me something and stop texting me nonsense, right? Before you cause the little bit of Jesus I bring with me this morning to wear off. This the day after a big holiday. Mm-hmm. Jesus hanging on very, very, very loose.
At least he's still holding.
Right. Don't use up all my Jesus like that. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's take another phone call. Good morning, Carl. You're on.
Good morning, Leon. How are you?
I feel good.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am here to make sure that little bit of Jesus
was
left
man.
In you.
Yes, man. Don't use up all my Jesus.
I got to push some more Jesus
Thank
in you.
You,
all right?
Thank you.
You see, I'm what I come to talk about this one, I don't even know if you even have a topic.
No, it's open line. Let's go. What you got?
Yeah, okay. I just want to know why that our prime minister thinks that our children need to emulate a number boy. The same number boy that he was against, say, about 100 days ago or even 100 months ago.
I'm looking at the story now, huh?
Okay, and he is a non-ambassador to the Republic of South Africa.
Yeah, non-resident ambassador.
Argument has it is that he's got business there and stuff like that. But if he's got business there, isn't it a conflict of interest?
No.
Well, I don't really know how ambassadorships work. What I will say is this, right? And so here's where my mind is on it. Yeah, I'll find out how you feel about it in a second. The prime minister is at liberty to appoint whom he deems necessary for, you know, international appointments. Mm-hmm. And since we don't have a set criteria, mm-hmm. then I don't think that there's anything that kind of objects Mr. Bastion from becoming the especially since it's non-resident, right?
There you go.
I then therefore see no real issue. The man is, in fact, a businessman who, believe it or not, numbers is some of his business, yes, but he's also a media businessman in the country. He's a real estate businessman in the country. And so numbers just happen to be one of his many things. Now, I will say this. I would like to see that since he is now setting a new precedence, that we could now see people that are not politicians get appointed to some of these things. Like, you don't necessarily have to be a politician to become the governor general. You don't necessarily have to have been a politician to become chairman of this thing or chairman of that thing. Maybe we could just get some people that could actually do it.
Amen.
And appoint them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Since these appointments don't have you don't need a CV for these appointments. We pick a guy because we believe he's capable and competent enough. And I'm also really not sure how I feel about what their name, Save Our Bahamas members. I see Lyle Bethel is there, Alfred Stewart is there, Mario Moxie is there, and Jeffrey Wood. But I'm
some
not.
Big names.
I get it, yes. But I mean, I'm not sure if this is the issue that they should have come back on.
It's not that serious.
Yeah, I think there's so many other things that they could have. Yeah, I don't. I think Mario Moxie.
Idle? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean
he's not idle. He's about to help the government with their vaccine blitz.
Then you need to do that and concentrate on that instead of being
right,
idle.
Right, so he's not idle. We're sure he's not idle.
That's idle. That's idleness.
But I mean, I don't even know why this is in the newspaper.
Slow news day?
I guess. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Call you there.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning, C.A. Nuri.
Inshallah.
You know, the level of ignorance is one of the most violent forces of mankind right now. The level that the global dilemma that we're in, right? And the fact that there's no scientific debate should show the sheep of the real agenda. You don't have any scientific debate. Then scientism is based on objectionable views. If some scientists didn't agree with one another, we wouldn't arrive at where we are. I don't need no one to agree with me. The fact that when vaccines were initially invented, right, or practice, because the Chinese are the first to inoculate with simple means, right? And so what happens is, remember now, the consensus with scientists was the virus had to be alive in order to trigger an immune response.
Mm-hmm.
Jenner said it could be dead and still trigger the same immune response. So he vaccinated himself, I think, or a young man or something. He tried the dead virus or attenuated virus, this concept, and it still triggered the same immune response. So, you see what I'm saying? You need disagreement in order to move forward. And so, this is why I call it, say, we need a scientific journalist, people like Nicholas Wade, and there's another guy who used to come on Nova. I can't pull up his name right now, but all the chickens are coming home to roost on the sequence of the virus. They have not found patient zero. They have not found the intermediary host for this COVID-19. Don't mind them.
You still left 52? Oh, we lost them. Let me take a couple of these text messages, CA, before the text police come and get me, apparently. Good morning, Mr. Miller. I've been in Florida 5 times since November and come back COVID-free every time. Our government is blowing this out of proportion because they have no plan and are lost. The blind leading the blind. We got to at least watch out for the ditch. Let's take another one that says, I will not be led by some visionless leaders to take a rush vaccine. This one says, leaving two of my favorite people enjoying the show. The pair of you are killing me with laughter around the circular conversation. Okay. Thank you. Hey, Miller, good thing for you. You're not still on the force because the Defense Force will be leading the charge that will prohibit those same rights you speak of. How do you feel about that? And also, had you still been an officer, would you have a problem denying persons their right? I don't know if I understand the question. If I was still an officer, are you asking me would I be there doing static duties that prevent the movement of people? I probably would. Hmm. I probably would.
You would be on the tank? Because I see they have the tank. The tank would scare me because I'm intimidated by tanks.
Are you talking about the all-purpose multi-terrain reinforced vehicle? Is that what you're talking about?
Does that spell tank?
No.
No, I'm talking about the tank then.
They don't have a tank.
I see the big tank by the Ministry of
all-purpose multi-terrain reinforced vehicle. That's what it is.
I mean, that's an acronym for tank? Because I know what a tank is. That what they have there is a tank.
First of all, a tank, anything with rubber tires cannot be a tank. That's first and foremost.
It's a different type of tank.
my friend C.A. Nuri. Let's also... Yeah, but I probably would be there enforcing the 10 o'clock curfew because I would be subject to service law. And if I was subject to service law would suggest that I stand here with a rifle, and I would. Mm. This says, good day, Mr. Miller. I live in Tall Pines. I've seen Dr. Davil. It hurts my heart to see Leslie Miller was a good man, good MP for Tall Pines. Now the PLP sent a lazy person to Tall Pines. Mr. Miller, name will always be a household name. Can you please have Mr. Leslie Miller back on your show? I live in Tall Pines. I've never been so hurt by the PLP for sending lazy Dr. Dava to Tall Pines. Tell him go back to Freeport, where the people run him from, for being lazy. These allegations are tall. Good morning, Levin. Listen, COVID-19 isn't going anywhere, sir, as long as you are alive. One day out of 365, you will catch COVID-19. If you live long enough, as a matter of fact, it may even be safe to assume that the majority of our population may have already had COVID, but may have been asymptomatic, so they didn't even know they had it. Vaccine or no vaccine, we have pretty much reached herd immunity. I will tell you this. I still contend that I had COVID in October 2019, and I don't care what nobody tells me.
I believe I had it in December 2019.
I don't care what nobody tells me. I had COVID-19.
I had a month-long cough.
Yeah, and I... Man, listen, let's talk sense. Month-long? Mm. CA, I had a cough that was so terrible, it dislocated my throat. Mm. Doctors didn't tell me that. I didn't need a doctor to tell me that. I know where my throat's supposed to be, and I know where my throat was, and that those two places weren't the same place.
So you say you had a wide throat?
It was... I don't like where you're going with that.
I'm just trying to envision it. You know?
I don't like where you're going with that. But
you brought it on yourself.
Listen to me. This cough was so terrible, CA. I remember I used to have to hold on to cough. Like I couldn't just free cough. Does that make sense? Mm. Like I would have to hug myself when I cough because it this thing uprooted my internal organs.
Yes. I something similar.
Yeah, no. And I had a headache for 5 days.
The headache was long.
A 5-day headache. I'm talking about so bad I couldn't open my eye.
And I was sweating like crazy.
Yes, it was terrible.
Yeah, a month longer than that.
I drank orange juice until the only thing that I urinated was orange juice almost, and that didn't help me. Mm. COVID had me, and nobody could tell me nothing different. Mm. I don't care what they say. I had it in October.
If it wasn't COVID, perhaps you had some kind of coronavirus.
If it wasn't COVID... Then I don't know what it was.
Corona.
But certainly, COVID couldn't be worse than that. Mm. I've had the flu a million times. Well, no, I haven't had the flu a million times, which was so unusual because I don't usually get the flu, right? I struggle with sinus allergies the whole year round. Like, I am somebody that always has a dripping sinus, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with me. That just happens to be the case, right? I believe it's associated with my insomnia, but you have insomnia and your sinuses don't drip,
yeah.
Right? But I don't know, see, whatever that was in October. So whatever that was, I believe it was COVID-19 then. Yeah. Text right here says, Mr. Miller, 6 more years of the FNM. Well, you may be onto something. The government is treating people as though they're children. Mr. Miller, I agree with you 100%. A lot of people do not realize that the so-called vaccine is authorized for emergency use only. Me and my entire family will not be taking that vaccine.
The whole family?
Yeah. Good morning. Somebody wants to know if I... They want to know why people bother me on the radio and if they want the people cast them for me.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. Your guest this morning is definitely out of touch when it comes to what Bahamian stands for. When it comes to our freedom of choice and what we feel is safe and good for our body. CA?
Perhaps the person is right. Nonetheless, at 10 o'clock, we all are home. So that contradicts whatever.
Well, as a justice of the peace for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, right, it is my duty to ensure that the Queen's peace is kept at all times.
Yes.
That said, I must then ensure that people are adhering to the proclamations made by Her Majesty's government.
Mm-hmm.
And because all governments in the Commonwealth are formed in Her Majesty's name, and I happen to be Her Majesty's Justice of the Peace, I must then therefore go in my office as Justice of the Peace to ensure that good law, peace, and civility are being upheld, right?
Okay.
Her Majesty's good peace, law, and order. And I can tell you that the Negroes are moving further and further away from their pacifism as it relates to this 10 o'clock curfew.
Mm.
I just wish to say that out there. And I want to say that I only know this, not in my capacity as host of Unleash here at Guardian Radio, but I happen to know it in my capacity as the Justice of the Peace for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as I execute my duties as Justice of the Peace.
You're not one of those people who's be in the hotel at 10 o'clock and spend all day sitting inside the lounge, right? Until 7 o'clock in the morning?
No.
No.
No, no.
Okay.
No. Someone here says, let's take another call. Come on and call. You're on.
Call it. Hey,
buddy.
Hey, good morning to your guest. Just an open line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Miller, I am continuously going to be an advocate. And speak out for the people in Grand Bahama, in particular in West End, in East End and Sweden Ski. Mr. Miller, this weekend, the PLP took entourage of people over there to, to look around Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
And the photos, Mr. Miller, listen to me. This ain't fair, my brother. This ain't about no more politics. This ain't about no PLP and FNM and no DNA, whoever those wannabe parties. It's about people's lives. People in Grand Bahama, as you and Mr. Newry sit in that studio this morning from 2009, Mr. Miller, still living in tents. Come on, Mr. Miller, where is all the money that was donated? I think Buddy here was one of the first ones.
Do it.
I think it was about $100,000. Then you had John Quayle Jones. Then you had Tyler Perry. These people donate these things. Why is it that the people in Grand Bahama, in particular in East End and Sweden Ski, still living in makeshift tents? And if it wasn't for the NGOs, thank God for them and for the Rotary Club, those people in Eastern Grand Bahama might have just passed away, might have perished away for suffering, for hunger. Mm. And that's not right, Mr. Miller. That's not right. Mm. It's not right, Mr. Newry. When you see in your brothers and sisters living in a tent, in the Bahamas, where it's supposed to be, it's the people's time. How could we just bypass that every day of our lives? And then Ms. Keisha Parker comes on the radio this morning. Oh, the disaster preparedness is doing this. Doing what?
I don't know, but before we was the people's time place, we was the place where God lived. And I don't think no one who lived where God lives should live in a tent, I think. I mean, unless you're the Israelites.
Well, they live in shanty towns.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you what else I thought was quite laugh-worthy, chuckle-worthy, in the Prime Minister's address. He says, and to those people in the islands that are locked down, as soon as this is over, and I get clearance from the Ministry of Health, Me and my team, we coming to check on y'all. Yeah?
Campaign.
I say, if this man is the best.
I did laugh.
Hey, that is the best. Yeah, child, because I can't just pick up the phone and talk to the administrator.
No.
No. And, oh, by the way, I'm bringing no special magic healing power either.
No.
And, oh, by the way, y'all just come out of 2 weeks of lockdown, but mm-hmm. I'm just going to bring a team of Negroes from Nassau.
And the lady with the camera.
Who more than likely will have exemptions and not PCR tests. Because the wind tell me that's how they just travel.
No. Right? They all got the vaccine. The whole team.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
The whole team. The entire
wind,
team.
This blows strong where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind tell me that if they feel like they need you to go,
mm-hmm.
you could get an exemption. That's what the wind tell me. I hear it in the wind.
I don't know if I trust that wind.
All right.
The entire team vaccinated.
Okay. This year says, I love the humorous approach you take on serious topics. Thank you. I love your show. Brings a smile to my face each time. A little bit of Jesus. I love it. Yes, I have a little bit of Jesus left after this weekend I had. This one says, always loving the show. Blessed day to you, Brother Miller and Brother Nuri. PM Minnis has locked down Berry Island and Andrews Cat Island for 2 weeks or 14 days. Curfew for those islands. I believe is 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. now, LOL. The God King PM says on Andrews, you can go for crab from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. So how Prime Minister Minnis curfew part of the lockdown supposed to work on Andrews? By the way, the most honorable Prime Minister, Dr. Minnis, Bahamans in Cat Island have to catch crabs too. Yeah, but we don't want Cat Island crabs.
No.
No, we want the thoroughbred crabs
yes.
from the place where the crabs originated.
Yes.
We want Androsian crabs.
We want that big, broad, black back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This here says, this is a lot. Hi, did you know that the United States the Supreme Court has canceled universal vaccination? Bill Gates, I don't know any of this to be true. Bill Gates, U.S. Chief Infectious Disease Specialist Fauci, and the Big Pharma have lost the lawsuit. I don't know that to be true. I have to check. Levin, how come you ignored that woman who called and said that people on the front line are dying from the vaccine? Who did I ignore? Somebody see it?
I didn't see you.
I don't recall that. No. Why, when people talk true, you hang up and ignore them? What are you talking about, text writer? Are these people listening to my show?
No.
Okay. Mr. Miller, tell the man I live in Nassau. Ask him for food. He blocked me. He is a fraud. I can't take.
The way they didn't give the people no food, no package.
Oh, Lord. You see this? You can't listen to me. This
gone
is this,
all the way to Grand
this
Bahama.
This is a tough town. This
didn't
is a tough
take
town
anything
to
but them. You notice that, though?
Hi, Levin. Ask the bit. Explain the PLP distribution of help after Matthew. Oh, y'all forget about Matthew. It
going
was
all
bad
the Matthew?
Then, too. But anyway, ask the man who came from Freeport and now in Doyle Pines. Jokes. Next text right here says, boy, DeWitt really scared y'all waters girl, man. I mean, DeWitt calling the next four text messages about
yes,
DeWitt.
Yes, just DeWitt.
Let's take another call. Come on and call you on. Call you there.
Hello. Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, man. You lost your mind, eh, bro?
Sometimes.
Yeah, man. Cat Island crowd must be an Andrews crowd. Check that up, bro.
Yeah, but the Prime Minister say he want them from Andrews. The Prime Minister say, listen, I don't want to have a mass competition going on, right? Mm-hmm. The Kid Island boys, them could dive really good. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to wager small amounts of money on it that the only people in the Bahamas that could outdive Kid Island boys is Auckland's boys.
Don't try that, bro.
I'm telling you.
And Auckland's crab speed, I'm bigger, too.
But we ain't one of them either.
No.
Andrew's crab. What you got to say, call up?
Kid Island's the best, man. Go to Kid Island, bro. Have a good one.
All right. Appreciate you. So, CA, what do you think is going to happen for people like islands, like Kid Island, where they say, man, we just crab too. You got to let us outside.
Well, time will stop for them.
Mm.
Come to a still. And we will have to watch and wait. I see that in Berry Islands, the government delivered some food parcels.
They do tourism down there. They don't do crabbing.
Yeah, but they just...
So they
can't even
use that excuse.
The government delivered some parcels that... But they hope will assist the residents who are stuck home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that happened in Cat Island or if that happened in Andrews, but definitely in the Berry Islands that happened. I'm concerned about the economy, but the economy is already dead. Only Berry Islands and Bimini had a real vibrant economy. Cat Island is...
But no, they're allowing fishing in Cat Island.
Subsistence fishing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some people work, man. They don't catch fish. When last you went fishing?
I don't know, 6 years ago?
Yeah,
see, it's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while. And you think the people in Cat Island fish?
Just no, like but them boys shoot fish every day. Yeah. Every day.
Every day?
Every day. Oh, once Christ breathed breath in their body, they shoot fish, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess they can go and do that. But then, you know, the difficulty with lockdowns that have these kinds of exemptions in them is you run back into the difficulty of them being difficult to police.
Mm.
So we'll have to see. We will have to see. Sebastian is the new non-resident ambassador.
And congratulations to him.
Congratulations to him. I wish they'll make me the non-resident. No. Dear universe, anytime you give me an ambassador job, I won't be resident, yeah? Resident is where it's at.
Do you get paid for that, though, non-resident?
Of course.
Just Sebastian getting paid?
Well, he may decide to do it for a dollar. Who knows? Yeah. Or he may just donate the money to charity. You know, that's what the rich people like to do. Yeah. Oh, I donated my entire salary to charity. Pff, yeah. Whatever.
I see that he's rightly, and congratulations to him too, 6 months free for his new venture in Abaco.
Six months free?
Yeah, rental.
Does the government have any offices in that new Abaco complex?
Well, it's empty now, but I'm sure in the future.
Does the government intend to put...
We shall see. After the election, we'll see if they... I mean, there's a few buildings there. Government need access to buildings, and that'll be a good place to put one or two government offices there.
Hmm.
Since it's there, okay. and you have 6 months free, you take advantage of it.
Would you call it the Resilience Square? That's the name of it.
Yeah.
It should be really interesting.
I want to give a shout out to Rotary International also for the homes they built in Swedenski. Hmm. I think it was nine. I think it was nine or 19. Nine houses.
Let me read these last couple text messages. Did I just say last couple? Let me read the last of these text messages. I got to make sure I get my English together. Hi, Mr. Miller. People in Cat Island are saying that the outbreak of the virus spread after taking the vaccine. We need to know what happened and if the people who did the vaccination started the spread. That's a good question, because who is to say the vaccine team ain't coming hot?
Mm.
Yeah?
The vaccine team would have the vaccine.
And then wouldn't it just be easier to like kind of quarantine these people? Like, you all go here and let the rest of the island do what they have to do?
Yeah.
Mr. Miller, y'all talking about crabs. These people, y'all need Jesus, you know. I tell you, y'all need saved people. Lever Miller, if you are vaccinated, should you be locked down on those islands? Well, I imagine the lockdown refers to everyone, and because even with the vaccination, you can still catch and transmit. So, yes, you will be locked down as well. CA, give me your final words. Let's get out of here.
It's good to be in the Bahamas. I think the government is doing the best they can. I believe in critique and